Blog Talk Radio. It is Monday, April the 12th, 2021. God bless you. We made it through a most wonderful weekend, and I hope your weekend was blessed and it was holy and you've been at peace. Amen. Amen. We made it through. It's the beginning of a new Monday, a new day. So with further ado, I will get on with back to prayer. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as I get into the word, let your word touch each and all the listeners that do listen to me. God bless you. And those on Facebook that have gotten in touch with me, God bless you. I'm still praying for Shirley's brother. He's in the rehab. He's doing great. But Shirley herself has gotten into the hospital. So keep her in prayer, listeners, viewers. God bless you. God bless you. And I pray that we maintain wearing our masks, even if we got one shot or both shots. Mask, gloves, sanitize, 6 feet. Amen. Amen. Now, get on with this. Back to prayer. First Samuel 23:4 in the Message Bible, it says, so David went back to God in prayer. God said, get going. Head for Keilah. I'm placing the Philistines in your hand. Prayer is a direct communication with God. It's how we nurture and build a relationship with our Heavenly Father. No matter what situation you find yourself in, no matter whose fault it is, no matter how embarrassing it may be, no matter how many times you already talked to him about it, regardless of what you, regardless of what got you to this point or place and time, God is always ready to listen. You can always go back to prayer. Others may grow tired of hearing you unpack your feelings again, but not God. He made you to be in a relationship with him. While he already knows your heart and the ins and outs of the circumstances you're facing, nothing delights him more than hearing you share your troubles with him. God puts no limits on your sharing. He doesn't roll his eyes when that topic comes up again and again. He never grows weary of the requests. God wants to hear all and hear from you all the time. What are the lies you've been believing about prayer? What are the misconceptions you've been entertaining? Do you believe God is all ears for you? Woman of God and man of God, you are God's daughter. Man of God, you are God's son. Because you're the daughter or son of the king, you can always come back to prayer. Amen. And that is my word of encouragement for today. You may have heard it before, but if it's any difference, God bless you. Maybe you'll receive the message. God bless you. Have a wonderful week and think positive things. God is love and love is God. Amen. So until Wednesday, I have another word of encouragement. God bless you. Peace. I love you because God first loved me. Amen. Thank you.